Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today I have a very important topic to talk about, and that is sharing the real experience of ghosts, or you can say evil spirits, during my dad's death ritual days. So today I'm thinking of sharing my real experience of ghosts, evil spirits, during my dad's death ritual days. So while I was performing my dad's death ritual, then at the time I have really experienced evil spirits, which is also called as ghosts. So this experience today I will be sharing with you all. But before, let me tell you that actually I was getting a lot of mails before my dad's death. So before my dad's death, I have received few mails. I haven't counted how many mails I got, but few mails I got in which people were asking me, have you seen negative forces and all that, because as I have told you, the truth of this material world, that is both positive and negative forces exist in this world, and both are actually spirits only. So since I have told you this truth, so now people are expecting that, have you seen ghosts, have you seen evil spirits. So these were the question asked by my listeners, and my reply was, before my dad's death, was always, I'm sorry, I haven't experienced such thing. So I know it exists because this is a reality, but I haven't personally experienced such things. So that's was the word that I was using and writing in my mails, that I'm sorry, I have no experience, I have no practical experience, but I know it exists. As I told you, as I have shared you, there is something called as Aghori. I have shared with you this red pill, that there is something called Aghori, which if you visit countries like India, then you will be finding there is some term called as Aghori. Now these people will be doing some they will be doing some practices in the graveyard to get energy from negative force, whatever, that is a different thing, but it exists. That's why it exists. So now today let me tell you what I have experienced while performing that ritual. See, my parents, especially father, I am talking about my father, not my mother right now. So my dad, my father, was born in a village. So it's now also not considered as city because many things were missing. So now also it's particularly a village only. So my father born in a village, and I was also born in that village only. So when my dad died, then my dad's mother, so my dad's mother, so I can tell it as my paternal grandmother. So my paternal grandmother called all of us. That means, as I told you, I have a brother and my mother, so called all of us to that same village, because my father was born in that village. So it was it is good to perform death ritual in the place where my dad was born. So that's why we all went from this city to that village, to my father's village, where I and my father both were born. So we went to that village, but I was actually, from my heart, I didn't want to go there. And what is the reason? Let me tell you why I don't want to go that village. Because see, have seen when I was living, when I grew up, then what I observed that in Dalf village, they have heard about many incidents regarding evil spirits. I have heard a lot of incidents regarding evil spirits, that this happened there, so don't go to that place, and also don't go to that place, because my paternal grandmother has four daughters and one son, actually two son, but one son died and my father was the only son left, died when he was young only. So actually my paternal grandmother was having two sons and four daughters, and one son died when at young only, due to some reason, I don't know the reason. So my dad was only the son left in that family. So when I was living in that village, so when I grew up, then I heard lots and lots of incidents regarding ghost and evil spirits. So that's why I don't want to go there. And as I told you that I performed the death ritual, my brother was not in a position to perform the death ritual. That means setting fire. So I set fire to my dad. So that's why I was not thinking of going to my dad's village due to evil spirit and ghost reason only. But I was one till that time. I have just heard lots of stories of ghost and evil spirit, but I haven't experienced personally. So now let me tell you. While I was living there, so actually, my dad's ritual was performed. I think it took 12 days, almost 12 days it took to perform the complete dad ritual. So in between those 12 days, in the fourth day when I was living in that village, what happened actually, let me tell you that reality, that red pill also, because this is something you might think of that I don't believe that it can happen, but it happened. So that is something I have to share with you all, because actually that happened on I think 4th May or something. So that incident, I think 2nd May or 4th May, I don't know. So 2nd May 2021, I think, I'm assuming that it happened on 2nd May 2021, that incident, that ghost experience. So you might be thinking, why I haven't shared with you all. I have shared my experience of my father's death, but I haven't shared the ghost experience with you all, just because I was not in that position at that time. When I shared my father's experience with you all, I was not in a position to share the ghost experience with you all also. So that's why I haven't shared with you all the ghost experience. I have just shared my father's death and what I was feeling. I was sharing my heart with you all at that in my previous episodes. So but today I thought of, let me share this with you all also, because it is something that a few of my listeners are interested in. So let me share this with you all. So what happened on 2nd May, that when I was sleeping, then nothing happened. I'm telling you that then nothing happened. But then also I was having fear of some negative forces. That is natural. If there is a dark, let me tell you one red pill also. that in my room where I'm living, it's never dark. So always my tube light is on. I am again telling you all that just because of this negative forces and all, just because of this reality, I am always turning the light on. So it never goes off. It might went off when I am changing my dress. Then at that time I'm just turning off the light, but I'm not changing my dress at night. That means after 10 p.m. I told you that after 10 p.m. I'm always about to thinking of sleeping only. Some days I'm not able to sleep around 10 p.m. but that is a different thing due to some issues. But I'm always sleeping around 10 p.m. only, 10:30 p.m. Before 10:30 I am always thinking of sleep. I am always sleeping. So I'm not turning off light, but since I am on another place, I'm not in my home right now, so that's why there were few rooms in which light were off. So the room that was next to me, there were two rooms at close to there was one room just close to my room in which I was sleeping on 2nd May, and in which I was sleeping. So the room that was close to my room, that was that room's light was off, and I was literally getting negative thoughts in my mind that some evil spirit might come and all that nonsense. And then I had hard time to sleep, but then also I slept. But let me tell you that the moment I went to that village, then one of my paternal uncle told me that don't go to toilet alone, since you are the person who set fire to your dad. So at least, and as I told you that I set fire to my dad in the graveyard place, so in the place where people are burnt, so in that you know already that negative forces might exist in that place, that my evil spirits might exist in that place. So that's the reason why my paternal uncle told not to go alone, toilet alone at night. You don't have any problem at daytime, but at least at night, don't go to toilet alone. But see, let me tell you what happened exactly on 2nd May. So till 2nd May, I was roaming, wandering here and there. But actually, since I set fire to my dad in the graveyard, in the place where people are burned, so that's why I should not roam here and there. But I was roaming like crazy. I was getting here and there. So I was roaming in that house. But I was not supposed to. Rather, I was supposed to sit in the room that I was allocated. But I was roaming here and there before 2nd May. But what happened on the night, nothing happened. But what happened at 3rd May, 5 p.m. At 5 p.m., since my paternal uncle already told me not to go alone, so at 5 p.m., 3rd May, my paternal grandmother and my mother both were sleeping in my same room, and I was sleeping on the floor. Because since I set fire, so that's why I can't sleep on the bed, at least for these 12 days while performing that ritual. So I was supposed to sleep on the floor. So that's why I was sleeping on the floor, no issues. So I was sleeping on the floor. So on 3rd May, 5 p.m. Sorry, always I am saying wrong. 5 a.m. Sorry, not p.m. Sorry. At 5 a.m. 3rd May, we all of us were awake. That means my mother and my paternal grandmother and me. So, and I got toilet. So I got toilet number 2. So to do toilet number 2, I have to go to toilet. And so that's why I requested both my grandmother, paternal grandmother, and my mother to go along with me. But since it was daytime, it was not that much day, but since at 5 p.m. it is there is no night, that means the skies are not black, rather it's white. So, and people were also roaming outside the street of my house, so, of my paternal grandmother's house. So that's why my paternal grandmother told us, see, children are playing on the roads, so why you are calling us? Rather you can go alone now. Now you are safe. So just because they were not interested at that time, they were saying that I'm safe now, I can go alone to toilet. So I went to toilet. Now I went to toilet, and let me tell you one more thing, that in my religion, there is a saying that while performing death ritual, you must carry a knife with you, or some sharp object. And you might be thinking that why? Just because of negative spirit only, because if you are carrying knife, or if you are carrying nuts with you all, then these sharp things, I must not say nuts, rather you must focus on knife only. So if you are carrying knife, then negative force, then evil spirit won't disturb you, won't be able to harm you. So that's why I took a knife. But since it was real knife, see, there are two kinds of knife. One is small knife, so that small knife is little bit simple, so it's not dangerous. But I was having a foldable knife. So I'm not saying you must carry any knife, that means an original knife. I was carrying a foldable, that means there are few knives that can be folded. So I was carrying that folded knife, not the actual kitchen knife, because that we can't carry. So I was having a small, I was having a small foldable knife. So according to my religion, you don't have to carry all that. So according to my religion, I must carry that knife. But since it was sharp knife, so since it was a real foldable knife, so, and it was having, since it was made in, actually see, the reason is why I was feeling little bit difficult to carry that foldable knife, because it was made in villages, and the sharp ends of that knife was and the ends of that knife was very sharp. So if I'm carrying, let's say I'm carrying in like a locket around my heart, then it will definitely, while sleeping, it can cut my heart. So that's why I was not carrying as a locket, rather I was putting in a pocket. So on 3rd May, when I was in toilet at 5 a.m. sorry, then I was carrying knife at that time also, but what mistake I was doing, that since that knife was little bit sharp, edges was sharp, so I was not carrying in as a locket, so rather I was carrying in a pocket. And while doing toilet, we used to remove clothes and then do toilet. So that's why I removed the cloth and I hang it, and the knife was also hanged because it was in the pocket of my pant. So I hang it there, and then I suddenly get this thought in my mind while doing toilet, that people have told me to carry it always, and what I am doing, that while doing toilet, that knife is getting not in contact with me, rather it is getting away from the contact, so from my contact, and it is hanging on the other place, so it is not attached to me while doing toilet. And the moment I got this thought in my mind that knife is not attached, rather I should keep, at least at that time while doing toilet, I can keep that knife in my hand, in one hand, and then do toilet. So this is also possible, but I was not doing, rather I was keeping the entire pant off and then I was doing toilet. Now as a result of which, the moment this idea, this thought came in my mind, and I'm always telling you, negative forces controls 99% of our mind. So that thought, who embedded? Negative forces embedded. And the moment that thought get into my mind, what happened is that I was in my house, I'm always wearing slippers. I'm not wearing shoes and all. We usually don't wear shoes in home. So we wear slippers. So I was wearing slipper in my paternal grandmother toilet. So I was wearing slippers. And what happened that a needle, an injection needle, was literally standing on my sleeper, not touching my, at least it was standing on my sleeper, but it was not touching my feet. It was not touching my feet, but it was close to my feet. And the see, I am telling you that whenever we wear slippers, then have you find that entire sleeper portion is covered by your toes? No, some portions are left. So in that some portion, whatever was left in my sleeper, then in that left out place there was a needle. And when this thought came, and then I realized that there is a needle standing on my injection needle. See, I am telling you what, not the entire injection was standing, because it is not possible, because entire injection is literally, it will again fall down. So I don't know how it happened, but see, I'm talking about what needle, let me clarify that also. See, in injection there is a needle that is keep on changing, that we can change, we are changing the needles, doctors are changing the needle of injection. So that needle, I'm not talking about entire injection, only the needle part that keeps on changing, that usually doctors change. If there are 5 patients and there is one injection, so for safety, doctor, we use separate needles for all the 5 persons, but the injection would be same. So that needle keep on changing. So that needle was standing erect. I'm again saying it was standing erect. That means it was standing straight on my sleeper. And the moment I saw, because it can't happen, because see, it can only happen if there is another person, and that another person push that needle in my sleeper. But there was no person that did that, because when I was going to toilet, then at that time only I have seen my sleeper, and at that time there was no needle. And so how that needle get into my sleeper? So that was the question that I got in my mind. And then I actually told my family members, my grandmother, and one daughter of my paternal grandmother, so you can also think as my father's sister, so one of my father's sister told me that you should not go alone. Now, because after hearing that incident, she told me that you must not go alone from now. And then I also told my brother, and then from that time onwards, my brother, till the entire process, death ritual got over, so from till that time, my brother was always with me going when I was going to toilet, and he was always there. So, and then nothing happened. But due to this incident, I took that knife with me to my city So from the village, I took that knife to my city just because of fear only. Because I was having fear that if I give that knife to somebody else, then again I may face some these kind of incidents. So that's why I took that knife with me. And right now also that knife is with me only. So that is a real experience of negative forces. Because see, it is literally not possible. Because if you think that how a needle can get into your sleeper when you have already while wearing the sleeper, I have checked twice that there was nothing like that. And when I'm sitting, and the moment I got this thought that while doing toilet, the knife is getting away from me, and then literally I got the needle in my sleeper. How is this possible? So that is also, you can say, that is also one proof that negative forces exist, evil spirits exist. So that's about it. Now you got this, and that's about it. So okay, bye bye.